Normal by Yilin S. 14. I was 4. Maybe. We were in Japan, in a hotel room, with the lights on too late. My sister and my dad went to the convenience store and came back with a bag of snacks. Crackers, chips, a bag of candy. I remember the sound of plastic when it moves. I remember the bag. I remember digging through it, looking for something sweet. I think I found something that tasted like grapes. My parents were talking. I didn't really listen. Couldn't care less. Then my sister screamed. I looked up, and my dad had my mom pushed against the wall, his arm around her neck, his fist hitting her. I didn't understand it. Didn't have the time to comprehend. Maybe because I was a 4-year-old, but I knew it was wrong. I cried. My 5-year-old sister put her hands over my ears so I wouldn't hear. Baba ting, 不要打妈妈了. Dad, stop. Stop hitting mom. The next morning, I went looking for my mom. I wasn't too worried for her. What was terrible was normal. I want her to braid my hair, like Princess Anna. But she was in bed. She looked tired in a way that scared me. When she spoke, her voice sounded like a broken vase. She told me, Mommy's tired. I'm sorry, baby. Do you mind leaving the room? Mommy wants to rest. With a heavy heart, at the ripe age of 4 years old, I left the room and started crying in the hallway. My aunt found me there and told me Mom was just sick. But even when I was 4, I knew being sick doesn't look like that.